Welcome to the New Hard Times with Chris Spring. You'll probably talk about eating ass, but anyways, here's your host, Chris Spring.
Hey everybody, just me, it's Chris, don't be alarmed. Not that you would be, I don't know why you would be. You shouldn't be, like, just take it easy. I'm just letting you guys know we had a couple of technical difficulties recording this podcast. We had to stop a couple of times. And you'll know, because you'll hear a little quick little music break in between each pause that we had to do and re-record. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm hoping this makes sense because I didn't really listen to the whole thing to make sure it blended, but I'm pretty sure I got it right. Also, it's free, so you know what I mean? Like, enjoy. You're welcome. Guys, enjoy the podcast. I have Raul back on. We talk a little bit of madness. We talk about his podcast, like, very briefly, but also if you don't hear it and you're not listening to it, what are you doing? Stop wasting your time. Go listen to King of Bits right now. It's super funny. If you don't listen to it, you're wasting your own time. Listen, these are literally laughs you could be having right now. Okay? Listen to my podcast, then go listen to his. Have fun, and we'll see you guys here next week, all right? We love you here at the New Hard Times of Chris Spring. We'll see you guys later. Bye. Enjoy the podcast.
King of Bits, King of Bits.
Hello, everyone. Tis I, your Duke,
your Majesty of Bits.
Of Bits? Oi, oi, you over there? Is that you drinking crew, eating crew? Tis I, your King. Majesty, if you will.
Oh, thank you, King.
I don't know what voice that is, but...
Oh, yeah, you say you're working on your accent.
So. It's horrible right now. I'm not going to lie.
You get hold confident, on. You know?
Let me try. Hold on, let me try. Let me clear my throat. Leave me COVID. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey there. Hey there, Governor. Well, you wise guy over here, huh?
Doesn't he work?
Perfect. I felt like I was in Get Out England.
Get Out England. You do that so good. I was always so jealous of that. Anyways, welcome to the podcast.
I thought it was the penis side.
Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for also... appearing on my Instagram live story that you definitely didn't want to be a part of.
Yup.
It's one of those fun little things I do when I go.
Yeah, that was a great bit.
when I go, let's do this, and you go, definitely not. I'm not going to do that. And then immediately I'm like, we're doing that right now.
Oh yeah, as the no left my mouth, I knew he's going to do it, and then sure enough. Instagram's like, hey, what you doing there, buddy? What you got there?
you got a call.
You didn't shave? You didn't do anything with your hair? Why don't you go on live?
You didn't prepare anything?
People to see.
Come on.
Got nothing to talk about? Okay.
That's going to be a big old bad, my bad, on my part.
Hey, you live and you learn. Hey, you live and you learn.
Oh, mm-hmm. I regret nothing. It was fun.
I didn't regret it. I just... I wish you would have gave
a heads up.
A brother a heads up.
Well, hold on, Lily. In all due fairness, you knew I was going to do that.
I did.
You cannot act like Chris is not. He wouldn't do that to me.
None I was
knew.
Hoping that you wouldn't do it. That's but what really sold it to me that you were going to do it
which
is
was
the fact that you were FaceTiming me before that.
to show off your ring lighting kit.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I was trying to get to in this podcast.
This week's sponsored by...
by Camera Ring.
Nuva Ring.
You need a light for your podcasting needs or Instagram Live?
You trying to hit that whoa on the TikTok?
Get yourself a Camera Ring.
That just shows how old you are. Hit the whoa. That shit was like 2 years ago. My kids. That was pre-corona.
Our kids would definitely cry if they heard us talking right now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, we don't know them.
We don't claim them.
I got a plaque that says Father of the Year. They would totally take my plaque.
Oh, that's cute. When did you buy it?
For myself?
And I said, you need to give it to me.
I gifted it to myself.
That's what I'm going to do. World's and greatest dad.
I thanked the kids. I was like, thank you guys for this. So anywho, it's just a regular old Sunday here. I don't know what it is over there where you're at, but over here we're just chilling.
When you say over here, what do you mean?
Las Vegas.
you guys got chilling over there?
We finally got chilling over here. We also got gas stations.
Bragger.
We got restaurants and we got ring lights.
Name dropper.
You got ring lights over there, Raul?
I actually have ring security lights. Ring security camera.
Oh, me too. Not here. Oh, but...
I've got stuff to protect.
Oh, that's true. You got all those Pokemon cards.
Thank you.
Want that.
Those Yu-Gi-Oh!
Listen, I apologize. I don't know why I'm being so aggressive to you right now.
Those Yu-Gi-Oh! Action figures. Hey, thanks for having me.
What was his catchphrase? His like
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Let's get ready to rumble. What was his thing? His like
his oh you don't remember? He would always no. He'd be like Yugi, yo, what up, bitch.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
Oh, it was like, let's get ready to.
Yeah. Let's get ready to rumble. It's time to.
I do
look. I was going to say something stupid. It's time to.
Go ahead.
It's time. Hold on.
Okay.
Now let me get ready. Corona, leave me. It's time to spewl. Oh.
Well, listen, you started off good, and that's all that matters.
I definitely shot the bet on that one.
Oh, and you saved it with a
British accent. Asian,
yeah. With an Asian accent. I like it. I like it. So, how was your weekend?
That's how you do it. It was good.
Enough. It's not over yet. Talk. Let's skip down to. Small talk.
Brass tacks.
Let's get down to brass tacks. How you do? Did you do your taxes yet? Or
nope. I like to wait till April 14th at 11:59.
Thank you. Finally,
to see how much I'm gonna owe.
I feel like everyone's gonna owe this year.
They're gonna be like, "Oh hell no!" The government's gonna be like, "We gave y'all two." Possibly three stimuluses, depending on what Biden does.
Yeah.
Y'all owe us money.
We got to do capital to look after our shit. I'm sorry.
That was my British accent. Why are you making fun of my British accent?
I love God now.
So, I don't know. I appreciate the stimulus. I'm just, you know what? I had a problem.
I can't wait.
These fools, they, instead of sending it to my bank account like last time, they're going to mail it to me. Why? I have no idea.
I was just going to ask why.
I don't know. They were like, hey, you wanted this mailed, right? You want this the most lengthiest time?
Ooh.
And I was like,
they probably thought
nobody wants it that way. So yeah, do that for me. Can you do that for me, U.S. government? And they were like, say less, fam.
We got you.
We got
this you. I showed the wrong address. This you.
They're gonna email me back angry email that says, "Hold on there, buddy. Don't worry, your Funko Pop bobbleheads are coming soon enough." Freaking nerd. they're gonna put in bold print nerd in double.
We're gonna skip the middle man. We're not gonna send you money.
We're just they're gonna send me Funko Pop bobblehead.
Yeah. And they're like Raul, we got your in and out, fam. Say less.
They know what we like. Listen, they listen to us anyways. Let's not act like.
Would you take something if it wasn't food? Like, I mean, it wasn't money. Yeah, it was just things they know you like because they spy on us anyways. We all know this.
We all know.
But they just give you. Yeah, they just give you like certificates to restaurants and like butt plugs and you know stuff you like. You know.
Okay, I'm not gonna say no.
Obviously, they're listening.
I'm like, hey, U.S. government. That's not all I like. You got some more things in here. I need a couple more board games. I need some more of these copies of illegal black market. Dragon Ball Z videos. I'm literally also thinking of everything I want. I need a couple more.
Golden Girls season 1 through 5.
Ruby. Yo,
I gotta say, it does not feel weird to call you Ruli as a grown 41-year-old man.
Oh, I mean, okay, I hear what you're saying. There is a point where it's gonna feel weird calling an elderly man Ruli.
It just hit me right now.
I guess it never hit me until you said it right now.
Oh,
but I feel like 41's okay.
Do we gotta change everything? Do I gotta start calling you Rao? Raul? I'm gonna say Raul though, because it sounds.
Call me Raul. But you gotta say it like you just caught me doing something foolish.
But it's not fair. Okay, go ahead. How?
Raul.
That sounds like you're dying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Raul? There you go, that's more better.
Yeah.
Raul.
You know what? I like that.
I don't like it. I'm gonna go.
Just call me Ruli. Oh, okay, I got it. Be like Marvel. Just call me Old Man Ruli.
Old Man Ruli. No, that ain't. No.
What up, bud?
I'm gonna call you from henceforth.
Yes.
Thou shalt be known as.
Yes. To the dead and reckoning and waiting for.
Ruru. It's cute,
Ruru.
Right? It's cute. No, I'm just going to
actually, there are some people that call it.
I'm going to rock it till the wheels fall off. Who calls you that? I got offended. Who calls you that?
Emilio.
Shout out to Emilio. She joined us on an Instagram Live. You guys should be joining us on our Instagram Lives. We be getting live.
Join us.
On Instagram.
We be getting live.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty live lately. You been live lately?
Yo, I've been. How you live? How you livin'? What? How you livin'? I like to miss it too.
I'm crispering living right now. Live. And live.
You all been livin'? Right.
I be livin'. I be livin'.
Sounds like a verb. I be livin'.
It does sound like a verb. But it sounds like a verb that you don't really want to do. You're like, all right, I guess I'll just live, I guess.
Give me 20 cc's of kind of trosol, whatever, medicine. This guy's got to be livin'. And T-minus, you could tell I'm not a doctor.
I was going to say, what show is this?
House.
Oh. Not on Fox anymore.
Actually off the air for a while.
Yeah. Alright, well, listen, sometimes we get slow starts. around here. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Most of the time, it's my fault. I'm just glad it wasn't this time.
Hey, I'll play more. Listen, I got an Xbox Series X, all right?
How dare you? How dare you, sir? You probably got one of them PlayStation 5s, too. Just because I'm a
bro.
Okay?
Okay, okay.
That you can
I've got one PlayStation 2 and one PlayStation 3.
Poor. What a poor. I just cut you off right
there. That equals a PlayStation 5. And that's just math.
Okay, okay. So when's your next yard sale? You know they're, you know you're going to have to sell that soon.
The Xbox Series X?
No, not that. The other ones. Are you keeping them for, you know?
Posterity, bro.
Oh, okay. That's the word I was looking for. That's, that's not a bad idea. You never.
I got to make sure the younger generation knows about old school gaming consoles.
They're gonna be like, what? I think that'll never go out of style. I went by this, like, retro gaming type thing, and they had, like, literally everything. From, like, the old school Ataris. You remember the old school Ataris?
Where'd you go? Where's this place at?
It was in Town Square right here in Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. They had, like, all kinds of Funko Pop, the little bobbleheads.
With video games?
With video games. And,
oh, that's cool.
And with, also with, like, a lot of D&D stuff, which I never got into.
What? I wish I love D's and D's and stuff.
Why do you have to make it sound sexual, bro?
No, it's a real conversation. What do you mean?
About
dragons and dicks.
We both have
what do you mean? Dragons and dicks.
We both literally have.
How come you didn't take me there when I went over there to visit? What the heck?
I just found it today.
How convenient for this story.
Why are you berating me on my own podcast? Wait for your podcast. And we'll do that over there, okay?
Hey, thanks for coming.
This is not your podcast. I already gave your preview podcast.
Whoa, you didn't let me finish to my city.
First of all, if you guys didn't hear Ruru's podcast, as some of you apparently are calling him, definitely go have a listen. He's really funny, and I'm on it, so there you go. He gets it.
You guys, can you listen to me? I need validation.
I'll be on there. Go ahead, you got this, Ruby. I just gave him the selling point.
You guys, every Friday, sometime on Friday, if I can figure it out, old man.
Why did you decide? Wait, did you do the last one on Friday or was it Thursday? I feel like you were.
I actually did it on Friday, but there was kind of a technical glitch.
Oh, that's right. So I did want to talk to you about what happened, because I was like, okay, I was like, ready. I was like, oh, I'm gonna hear this episode. First episode, yeah. King of Bits. If you don't like it, that comment.
Which, by the way, problem resolved. Go listen to it. Go listen to it, you guys. Stop this. Stop this piece of crap.
Oh wow! Oh, wow.
I'm just joking.
Stop my podcast right now. Go listen to King of Bits because I'm on it, and I save it. Let's be honest, I save it.
Yo, you are. I told you, I was like, you did me a service, and I thank you.
Oh, I was kidding. No, you're fine. You did fine. It's a good podcast, guys. Go check it out. It's called King of Bits. King of Tits if you're saucy.
That's a callback to it. If you want in on the joke, you got to listen.
You got to listen. And that's what we do here. A bunch of inside jokes, and that's what a bit is. Don't ask us anymore. What's a bit? I just explained it to you right now. Okay?
Yep.
And it's fun. And you're going to enjoy it. And you're going to start doing it with your friends. And when you do, just remember your good old boys, Ruru and
Quee. And Quee Quee.
And Quee Quee.
And Quee Quee.
Nah, we got to work on the names. I don't know if I like these names.
I actually don't mind Ruru, but Ruli is just better. Just call me Ruli.
Yeah, just call him Billy. Anyways, I don't know. I got immediate
problems
right there. Rude me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for not having a choice. I was literally threatening you with releasing an unaired podcast that I stole.
Oh, you gonna bring it up? Huh?
No, I have it, but I'm not gonna put it up because we said maybe just a couple of curse words that we shouldn't have said towards certain specific groups of people.
Chris, are you fucking kidding me?
And also maybe to certain specific people in general.
I mean, you're being super general, and that makes it sound worse than it really
is. I love how that's all it takes to get you nervous.
It did get me nervous. I'm like, what did I say? I don't even remember what I said, but I know it wasn't good.
You know what the funny part of that is? Nobody can get anything out of what I just said, except for the fact that you totally were like, Chris, what the F? Like, you're like, what the fuck? Like, you're already going off the handle.
Because you're the worst. The more I decline something or I say don't do something, you fucking do it.
I know, this reminds me of, remember the time that we worked at Magic Mountain? And we were both full-time restaurant managers. Like, legit restaurant managers.
Oh,
like, we
had adulting, for sure.
Oh, yeah, adulting, for sure. Like, we had more than maybe 60 employees under us at the time.
Oh, you're the fools.
And this was during the off season. And
hey, Chris, quit it. You need to start living.
I mean, I'm living right now. Don't worry. This story's not too bad. This one we could release. Okay. Don't worry. The statute of limitations is gone.
Okay, right? Great.
And they'll never link it back to us. Anyways. It's only if they hear the podcast. Then they'll be like, wait a minute. Oh, I think this was one guy's. There was some construction going on. I remember they were making an addition, a new ride. It was something. That was because there was like construction workers there. And me and you were transporting like equipment or maybe even product from one store to another. And we had like a little cart type of thing. And I was like, get in, I'll give you a ride, I'll push you. And right, yeah, I love, first of all, you never ever questioned me. You never, ever questioned me.
Why would I? You're my twin brother.
You're always like, oh, yeah, okay. Nothing could go wrong here.
Let me just, yeah. Hold on. Guy has my same face. Why would I not trust him?
I was like, you were literally like, oh, okay, yeah, just help me in. It's kind of steep in there. I know once I go in there, I won't be able to move. And I did, because I'm a nice brother, and we were getting to that point where those other construction workers were there, and I was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I just pushed you, and I just made you crash right in front of them, and you were like,
man,
you were like,
this is so bad that I remember blocking this out.
I was like, and you were like, you were already immediately begging me. You were like, Chris, no. Chris, please. I see that look at you. I know you. Don't do it.
Yes, I know my mistake now. Now upon reflection, I know where I messed up.
And I was like, and once I started laughing like that, you knew it. You were like, no.
Yeah.
And I pushed him, guys.
Yes, right? It's all coming back to me now. All
right, guys? And I pushed him. And I had no regret at that point. I was like, this is going to be the best. He's gonna thank me.
You guys,
like, this is the funniest thing ever. The guys working are
good. You guys,
they're all gonna high five and go, those guys know how to have fun. This is Magic Mountain at work, and workers at work. And
is this how your brain works?
That's how my brain works sometimes. And yeah, I need to see a psychiatrist. I know. Listen, and so at this point in our story, now
you see a district attorney.
Return to our story. I push him. Was it a hard push? I feel like it wasn't that hard.
Because it was already downhill. Hard enough to push a...
Oh, we lost Raul. Really? Come back to me. No. So I push him, right, guys? He'll come back, maybe. We'll see. If not, I'll finish the story. And he goes flying. And there's... Literally, he's stuck. I could see him struggling to get out of the thing before he impacts. And by this time, you literally, it's like you could see all of the construction workers like, oh no, where's this guy coming from? Why is he just sitting in here like it's some sort of go-kart? And
and he went straight, a straight line right to them, crashed right in front of them. He falls out, and he's like, oh, the wheel sucks. Like, the wheel's bad. I forgot. He gave, like, some sort of lame excuse that had nothing to do with it. And I'm over here just, I'm dying. They were dying, too, first of all, in my defense. They were dying. They were laughing so hard. And then I'm like, oh, look, we did it. We made those guys laugh. And he was so angry with me, like, he was like, why would you do that? And he started, like, he beat me up. I'm not gonna lie. He beat me, guys.
He beat me. I mean,
yes, did I deserve it? Yes, I did. Okay. But also, great story for my podcast. That would happen. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, technical difficulties. See what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what parts of that. Did you hear any of that that I was saying?
Yeah, I heard the whole diabolical part, actually. For some reason, you couldn't hear me. But yeah. I can hear everything you were saying.
Well, I don't know if they heard
and me. Yes, that was mean. Because what you forgot to mention was, it was like at a deep incline or decline.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You never thought, oh, maybe he might fall off this mountain. Yes, it was Magic Mountain. Not Magic Hill. Not Magic Flat Land. It was Magic Mountain.
Well, it wasn't that steep. Let's not be dramatic.
I mean, it was still a mountain, bro.
Yes, technically it was a mountain.
My point being, you guys never tell Chris to not do something, because he will do it.
That's like almost ensuring I'll do it.
That's almost, you know. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a little story myself.
Uh oh.
You want to tell the story of how you possibly
what
shot our brother with a BB gun? Not possibly.
Hold on.
Totally
dude,
did.
Let's not. They don't need to. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this story.
You guys want to hear it? I'm waiting for them. Oh, I guess they don't want to hear it. All right.
See,
he shot our little brother.
All right, fine. Give context. Go ahead and tell the story.
Okay, so it was a regular, not stormy day. Sun was out. It was hot. We were around, how old did you say we were?
We were probably like 13?
13-ish.
Uh-huh.
Just growing a little hair, peach fuzz under our armpits.
Yeah, because our brother was like 8, maybe something like that.
Yeah,
he was our younger brother.
Just wanted to play with us. We were in the backyard playing, and in the backyard there was a chicken coop. If you went far enough back, I don't know why. I mean, we never owned chickens. We didn't have any chickens the entire time we lived there. But we had a whole ass
chicken coop. That was that was a big ass
chicken. Yeah, now that I think about it, that was, yeah, it was a really like well structured chicken coop.
It was almost a farm.
It was in the city, in the urban city of Pacoima, to be exact. Anyways, the things you think about when you're younger or when you're older. Sure. And so, anyways, so I remember when we weren't jumping from rooftop to rooftop. We were chasing each other, you know, as you know, young people do. And at least that's what we used to do before TikTok and all that. We didn't have none of that.
Yeah, there were no phones. There were none of that.
Yeah. But we did have a neighbor who had a BB gun. We were poor. and I believe he brought it over to show
that's
us.
Right.
Yeah. And so we were aiming at it. Of course, like, you put cans up, you know, fruits, whatever. Chris was like, yeah, my little brother. And I remember.
It wasn't that simple.
Chris, this was your words. Like, I remember us playing with it and all of us adhering to the norms of, yeah, let me shoot this can. Make sure no one's in the way. Safety first. And then when it got to your turn to shoot, now, you know, our friend, our neighbor was like, all right, just 2-3 pumps. That's all you need, guys. 2 will do you. You, as you're pumping,
I couldn't stop.
surpassed 2. And I remember once you hit, I think, 5 or 6 pumps, you started maniacally laughing. I knew this did not bode well. And I knew this was going to end very poorly. And you started looking at all of us, backing away from us as you're pumping. And we were like, oh, shit, this is no.
I was like,
this is not a good idea. We did not see this coming. And you looked at my little brother. He was an unfortunate soul. And I remember you saying, I'm going to count to 5. And that's all you told him. And my younger brother, being an 8-year-old, not knowing to just run straight into the house,
mm-hmm.
decided I'm going to run all the way towards the end, the longest way, to find some cover.
He did go the longest way.
Like towards his right, 5 feet to his right, he would be clear.
Yeah, back
to the main fucking yard where he can then call for help, for adult help. Since obviously there was no adult there.
No adults. They were inside. We were all the way in the back.
Yeah, he saw your maniacally 15 pump laughing at and said, I'm going to run this way and jump out of the way like some sort of action hero in a movie, you know, 50 feet away. And so as he's doing it, you feel you can get 10 more pumps in. And you took aim and you fucking hit him right in the shoulder. I think to this day, he still has that
vision. I don't know. I don't remember if he ever took it out.
And every time I want to make you feel bad, I just got to point out that little BB.
I know. I feel so bad. I still feel bad about that. You know what's also funny about that story? Our older brother can't hear that story without wanting to kick my ass.
Oh, he's done. When we were younger, he would literally whoop your ass.
I remember sometimes you'd be mad at me and you'd tell him that story just so he could beat my ass.
No, it wasn't even that story. It was the time you slapped him.
It was both. Both of them pissed him off.
Yeah, it really pissed him off. It put him in a bad mood.
And I was like, yo, my bad. I just shot him once.
He is our older brother. And I remember he was in the girls at that age. Like, he was a teenager. A full-fledged teenager. No. Yeah, he was 14.
He was older than us.
But anyways, he was talking to girls on the phone, and I remember him just hold on, like being all cool. Yeah, so anyways, yeah, girl, blah blah blah. Hey, hold on. And then as he put her on hold, we didn't have a hold, he just put the phone down, not on the receiver. And he proceeded to whoop the shit at me.
Yeah, he did.
How you like that? And he just whooped your ass, and then come back on the phone as if she couldn't hear for some reason, magically couldn't hear him. Like, hey, girl, anyway, so yeah, like I was saying, right?
Like as if nothing happened.
Yeah, like he didn't just whoop his little brother's ass.
I think I had told him too, like, this ain't Mortal Kombat, you're gonna kill me.
Or something like that.
I mean, it didn't help when I was like, finish him. Finish him.
Yeah, that was...
Mark wins.
Flawless victory.
Bam, bam, bam.
I didn't even try and fly back.
Flawless victory.
I was like, I deserve this.
A part of pee, me like, pee, pee myself, tality.
You know what? It's because I knew he was going to be the one to give me COVID one day. True story.
Yeah,
it was because of his ass. He got it from work.
The one that I saw. He did get you back.
He's like, all right, bitch, come down, we'll give you COVID. And he did.
Oh, he predicted it.
I predicted it, and I knew it. And I was right. I knew it.
Little did you know that round, that baby, it was laced with COVID.
I gave it to him first.
It all comes back around, round. We're like an M.
Shyamalan. It's a horrible M. Night Shyamalan movie. Not back early when they were good.
There you go.
After a while, we're like, why do you keep trying to put... twist in you, bro. Like, just give a straight movie.
I don't know.
I guess, you know, I didn't mind him.
No, I like twists, but after a while, it's like, bro,
if we're just waiting for a twist, then you got a problem, because we shouldn't be seeing it coming. Anything.
I was hoping he was going to make the board game Twister.
All right.
Twister.
Do millennials even play that game? Open up phone lines. Oh shoot, we don't have phone lines. All right, well maybe we'll put that question out there later on.
I'm sure they do.
I think I'm gonna call it.
You're gonna call it?
I'm tired. I had a long weekend.
Yes. Yes.
And I apologize for all the stops we had. But you stuck in there, and this is why they call you the king of bits.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And I appreciate you.
They don't call me the king of bits, but...
No. Don't be modest. Either. You're the king of bits.
You guys, so be it from this day forward. I shall forever be known as... The king of bits.
No, seriously, though. Go check out his podcast. It's super funny.
Yeah, check out my podcast, guys.
You're gonna like it. Tell your friends. Pimp us out like that. Hey, check out this podcast. Both of them. And we'll do it.
It's a serious cry for help.
And you guys be a judge for yourself. Don't call the cops on me. Okay, thank you guys. We'll see you guys next week, and I'll be back with some more guests. Not that Ruli's not, you know. I love having him on.
Whoa, didn't even think about it. You said that.
No, I already have some booked. That's why I'm saying that. You know what I mean? And but I appreciate you, bro. Keeping me real. Keeping me sane. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go call our brother and tell him.
No. Do you not have to remind him? No.
See you later.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.